this. So what leads have you been following up?
Well, as you will appreciate and the public will appreciate, we do a vast amount of work. I've got over 50 officers working on this particular investigation, working night and day. We're looking at CCTV, we're speaking to witnesses, and we're trawling through mountains of information that we're getting from the public, for which I'm really grateful. But all of that has led us to believe that we think that the offending person or people have fled the area and certainly have had use of a vehicle, and that's an appeal point this morning. You know, if you've seen anyone flee the area, in particular going up Hucknall Road, out of the city of Nottingham and towards the Queen, City Hospital area.
And would this have been, you know, immediately after the crime was committed?
Yes, we believe that that prior to Mr. McKenzie being removed from the car park and taken to hospital himself, that the offending vehicle has fled ahead of their particular car and gone towards the City Hospital, as I've said.
And any news on the weapon, whether the weapon's been found or seen?
Well, we've not recovered a weapon, and obviously that's a major concern for us, and certainly we require all the help from the public to identify where that weapon might be. What I am happy to release to the public is we believe that a handgun was used in this particular horrible, horrific murder.
And presumably the pub has got some kind of CCTV, has it? So has that helped?
Yes, we're examining that, and clearly it will help. We're looking at CCTV footage from inside and outside of the public house. For operational reasons, I'm not going to release the detail of that at the moment, but we are examining that CCTV, and hence we know that there was probably 50 or 60 people still in the pub at the time. We've traced several of those people, but we also know quite naturally some people would have fled the area. Now it's the right time for those people to pick up the phone, contact us and tell us that they were at the pub and they may well have some vital information.
And do you have any idea what all this is about?
Not at this time. We're working on several lines of inquiry, and the support from the public, as I say, has been great. But certainly if there's anybody out there that knows absolutely why this happened, please call the police on the hotline that we've already given or ring anonymously into Crime Stoppers. And if I can, I'd also like to appeal to taxi drivers in Nottingham. We know that there were taxi drivers called to the Hub public house both to drop people off and to collect people. If you've not spoken to the police yet, please pick up the phone and ring us.